Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
I believe that God has a systematic way of blessing people. And we do believe that whenever people go through times and seasons, there is always a hope that the future will be great. Am I communicating? Sometimes, intrinsically, we can look at people and tell them that with how things are going, tomorrow would definitely be great. And sometimes they become tomorrow and they look like yesterday was better than the present. Am I communicating, friends? Now, God wants you to know that the whole idea of destiny has got nothing to do with what I become in the future. If I become great, it can be part of my destiny. But that's not my destiny. Am I communicating, friends? Most people actually define destiny as the fruit or the byproduct of destiny. We'll learn deep things tonight. For instance, somebody becomes a pilot and the person becomes a world-class pilot where the world is celebrating the person. And we say, Kai, it looks like whatever this person has become was what was preordained for. It's true. But whenever you celebrate success in destiny, you are actually celebrating the byproduct of destiny. Destiny is not what a man applauds. According to God, destiny is the life at work in him that he gives a man to partake of. Am I communicating, friends? It's a very deep thing here. Let me break it down for you. Come here. Hallelujah. He's now a married man. When the wife was not there, he was half. But now he's full. Somebody say hallelujah. Marriage can make people handsome. Somebody say hallelujah. So come here. So our very humble man of God is here. Let us say amen. We know that one day he'll be a millionaire. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, you say amen. You receive it, eh? Perfect. Now, if our man of God here becomes a millionaire, you'll be quick to see that it was in his destiny to become a millionaire. Yes. I want you to know that what we see that we are quick to define as destiny is the byproduct of destiny. Because destiny is spiritual. Talk to me, somebody. It is not left to us to define to us what we have accomplished. It will take spiritual intelligence through grace and covenant to make us know who we are in Christ Jesus. It's a very deep thing here. So that is why God always hides the future from people. No matter how powerful you are, you can never see everything about tomorrow. No matter how you pray, no matter your level of holiness, there are certain pictures of your future. God would intentionally hide it from you. I'm telling you. Even Jesus, at a point in time, didn't have a full revelation of the pain he had to go through to save you and I. So at a point, he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, why have you forsaken me? Am I communicating? Anything that reflects in the world that causes people to submit to God's counsel is just a byproduct of God's intention. By the Spirit, destiny is fulfilled. Am I communicating, friends? That is why many people are dilly-dallying. People are veering off God's path. Because they want to use physical attestation as God's proof. So a lady can be physically barren and God still call her fruitful. But you want to see a child to call somebody fruitful? Well, God says, my definition for a baby is not what you've given birth to. Talk to me, somebody. Am I teaching here? Please, if you don't understand the message of destiny, serving Jesus will be a problem. You didn't hear me? When I finished our conference in Ghana, I thanked the Lord for 2 days complete. And the Lord told me that the whole idea of Christianity is destiny predisposed. The Lord says the whole idea of Christianity is making people fulfill destiny. He said, because Christ himself is destiny. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, am I communicating, church? So I repeat, Everybody may have visions, of course. Everybody may have their own aspirations, yes. Everybody may have something they want to achieve, yes. But I want you to know that it is left to God to define what a man is or what a man becomes. Because sometimes your achievement may be the reason why God left you. I was in the office with my father, and daddy said, he says, young man, be very careful not to allow what a man becomes affect who God thinks of you. Because sometimes we may be so much lost in the cloud that we can't tell what the glory is. You didn't hear me? Oh, praise God. Now, are you aware that when most people leave Africa and they come to Europe, they don't see the need of serving God? Because government has replaced God. Somebody is struggling to pray. Am I right? But years ago, the people could pray with ease. Oh, true of us. When I went to Africa, I knew some people are suffering. I'm telling you. I've got some few men who come around us, and it will shock you that sometimes to have common 100 euros is a miracle for them. It's a big breakthrough for them. I'm telling you. So if you ask them to pray, Mama, the way they will pray, they will make you feel that even you who hear God, we're praying a night before the conference, and I called some guys to come around. I felt the revival fire. God is good. So after the conference, I just felt led to bless some people. I realized the following day, the prayer tool has gone down. I said, Kai, power of money. Oh, God is good. You see, do you know that many believers don't see the need of serving God because they feel that whatever they can get, they're going to make up for them. And they don't see that. So somebody can stay in the house for 2 months and not come to church, and they'll give you flimsy excuse. And they feel it is God's responsibility to bless them when they come to church. Who gave birth to you? Oh, talk to me, church. You see, many people don't know that it is what they receive from God that gave God the ticket to leave them. That is why you must appreciate consecration than miracles. You must appreciate consecration than testimonies. Your testimony should be how much of God you know. Did you hear me? Your miracle should not be God gave me a child. The baby can die, but the God in you cannot die. It is called eternal life. I'm telling you, church. Oh, am I communicating here? Thank God for whatever God gives. But the whole idea is to cause you to become closer. So of what importance is the gift when the gift causes you to shift? How? But that's where we are today. Somebody came on our online platform. Hey, Dominion is blessing people big time. Were you here? When I was telling them that an angel entered my room and told me that he's the angel that wrote something on the wall for Daniel to read. So the angel told me that I should say the things to them. Strange enough. I began to tie for them. Now, I tie for them. And the angel told me that your legs are not on the ground. So you're meant to call you boss. And he says, I'm done with my mission. I'm fine, boss. And God told me, type it for them. I sent to them, those who understood the language said, it means I'm fine, boss. And I asked them, go and type and see. And even Google couldn't give us this. I'm telling you. Oh, hello? I finished the service and some men said, man of God, we feel you have Cameroonian angels now. Because you are telling us things we can't even read ourselves. Yes. God is good. Who am I communicating here? You see, gradually, the focus of the church has changed to materialism. We want to attest of what we have. But people cannot attest the glory. Moses says, if your spirit will not go with us, we will not leave. We prefer to choose delay than for us to leave and you will not back us. We prefer to die here. We want the attestation of the cloud. We want to see you backing us. Anything God doesn't want, we don't want it. Oh, God should tell us what we want. I'm telling you. What am I missing? So missing. It is easier for someone to pray to kill a witch than to believe in consecration. Can't you see how they come to churches? They sit here with their phones in their hands. Am I talking too much today? Oh, hello? Come on. You see, if you walk in life with people that have no future, they will kill your fire. They will kill what you carry. This country, in fact, Europe, when you come to Europe, one of your greatest prayer points, God, give me sensible friends. Because everybody has jackets on. Everybody looks beautiful and handsome until they open their mouth. Oh, God, let's do it. I'm not teaching you. Say destiny. I don't know how many times I should ponder on this. A car is a blessing when it helps propagate the gospel. You didn't hear me. If your car does not help you come to church, it's a waste. You didn't hear me. Did you hear me, please? A lady came on our platform and I said, God told me you are here because you've been booked for an operation, kidney operation. He said, how do you know about it? And I said, God says, don't go for the kidney operation. Because as you are leaving this online service, angels will come and work on you. She told whoever she was dating and said, forget. These people, they are scammers in the spirit. He's even using strange spirits to even prophesy to you. And then this lady, the next day, went for the kidney transplant. Guess what? In the course of operation, she died. She died. Now, you may have called her successful because of whatever you want to see her have. And of course she had. She had a PhD degree. Very intelligent. But today, we can't see the difference between the dead and whoever was poor. Yeah. You see, salvation has no ground if people don't know what they are meant to be in the spirit. You didn't hear me? The whole idea of salvation is not to only forgive your sins. Aside you being saved, is to give you a correct picture of what God wants a man to be like. That representation God wants a man to have is the product of salvation. That's destiny here. Come on. Oh, am I teaching, friends? So some ladies will give birth to kids. They won't come to church again. They won't pray again. Fast, nothing. They are more concerned about. A lady came out yesterday in our service and said, man of God, my marriage is in crisis. Pray for me. And God told me that who sent her to get married? And I said, God told me the man is a baby. Not a man, he's a baby. He said, it's true. So I've lived here for 11 years. He has never paid bills for 11 years. I said, ah, my dear, that's a baby now. You're pampering a baby. The baby's 41 years old, giving him milk. Baby 41. That's a baby. I said, I still pray. I should pray. I said, Mama, I should pray. I said, what should I pray? That God should give me sense of what? Pray that he will change. I said, wow. I have red skirts with dice in my hands and with some strange incantations. Ah! Oh, am I communicating? No, you see, many believers don't know that whatever glory they think they have today, somebody once had it. You're not the first. Oh, true of us. No. You're not the first to be popular. No. What am I communicating? Even when we claim that in the olden days, there was nothing like civilization, there were still gays and lesbians. In the days of someone, there were still, it was still there. Do you know how many years, it's been when angels were... The angels are spirit beings. They've never had flesh before. They came down and slept with human beings. It's been gay. So whatever makes you happy has been there before. But study patterns. Anybody that was conscripted into history were people that lived for God. Am I teaching here? Come on. There's a reason why Jesus said that if he doesn't shorten the days, even the elect, that should tell you that there are people that have been elected to go to heaven. You didn't hear me. Am I communicating, friends? Say destiny. So I made you understand that destiny is the life at work in God. God has a life. is life himself. But the life he has is the mission he wants to fulfill. And that assignment can be fulfilled when human beings become available and willing. So you willing to accept responsibility makes you a destined man. Am I communicating? Are you aware that the Bible said a king was going out and called forth his servants? To one he gave five. To one he gave two. To one he gave one. The Bible says the one went to hide it. He called the person a wicked man. You see, when people don't live a life of destiny, God calls them wicked people. He calls them wicked men. You are wicked to believe life was meant for you. You are a wicked person. To think that you own your life, you are a wicked person. That's wickedness. Do you know what it means for God to trust a man? A lady followed us to Sierra Leone for our conference. It was impactful. After the service, God told me that I didn't bring you here to speak to men. I brought you here to confront the powers in the town. Hallelujah. It was serious. Strange enough, I met the fathers of the land. Some of them are even older than my own biological father. Some have been preaching for 55 years, 60 years. And they were like, please tell us your mission in this country. I spoke about 10 minutes. I said, man of God, you are so sound, so deep in the things you say. So I began to pray at night and I realized that half of them were in black. Hello? And God told me that they are looking for what to do to fight you in this country, but they can't do that. So we prayed. So I eat, the boys were eating, praying back to back. Powerful service. Now, that's the only program I've done in my life where I will see Muslims enter the church and then they'll find out the power. And then after the service, they'll be calling the name Jesus Christ. One lady came, she married an imam. She spoke in tongues. She took off her mayafi like that. Powerful service. She went back and this lady became very sick. Very sick. Kind. Now, I was there when they said that, we'll do everything possible to disgrace you. Blah, 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 blah. I came back and then he said, God says the lady will not die. Hello? You see, when you leave destiny, your concern is God's concern. Does that make sense? Your burden is God's burden. Your pain is God's pain. Because you are doing what he says. Then he says, you can't impress God. He says, when you think you are wise, that wisdom is not even 1% of what God intends to do. Until he gives you the grace to know what he knows. Somebody say, mercy, Lord. Now, you could see that it was a cooked up story. I went to London to attend a conference in London. And I was told that they came to the church to disgrace me. So the pastor that gave me the call said that, why are you acting like charlatans and not Christians? He says, you read Bible and you hear these things in the scripture. So why do you make it look like if somebody becomes sick, God is not there? He said, you must be part of the reason why God is doing all this. Guess what? I was told that the lady opened her eyes and began to talk. When the girls opened her eyes, the first thing was, I'm looking for Prophet Benjamin. Hallelujah. They were like, you didn't mention the name of your father. And I said, no. He says, the things I've seen, I'm looking for this man. He said, every day I see angels coming to me, feeding me with his face. Somebody say, destiny. Destiny. Now, you see, our glory is not earthly. Did you hear that? Our glory is not earthly. Wait. How much glory can this body take? In some years to come, it's going to decay. But there's something called eternal life. It never ends. It's called eternal joy. It never ends. That's the life God has called us into. I'm telling you, we are called into a place where we will turn with angels. I'm telling somebody, say destiny. I'm telling you, destiny. You see, when you listen to the stories of men, you know how people have filled God. Am I teaching you? I'm just doing recap, but the recap looks like a message itself. Lady, I saw a video on YouTube, right? I don't call the lady's name. And lady used to love the lady song a lot. She's a powerful singer. And I saw a video just 14 years ago, 2010. She came to the lounge in this country. And daddy was there. Now, when I look at the kind of glory God gave her, hello, and I look at where she is now, you could see a mass difference. The gift is still there, but there's nobody calling for the attention of that gift. You see, the Bible said, if the Lord gives you a gift, he will not take away from you. But you see, the greater gift is not what you manifest on the pulpit. The greatest gift is the presence he gives you. There's a presence he can give you when you call. People say, "Kai, you are preaching, sir." If you have not said anything. Oh, God is good. Yes. You see, watch me. Many believers don't know that the enemy will persuade you to believe in Jesus wrong. Yes. The wrong things that will kill you, then they will say, do them. Watch me. It is more about being transgenerational. Did you hear that? Because see, God never appoints a man until he sees how he can cause you to be a transgenerational influence. The focus was not only Abraham, it was for the unborn generation. So in Abraham, God saw Jesus Christ. At this point of your life, you are thinking of the investment to do to have enough money. Pray for the grace to spend the money when time comes. Yes. Because many had, and then they spend the money on their sick beds. Some have been in this country for 20 years, 25 years, something years. And you see, just because they could not ascend to command certain heights in life, when they see anybody coming up in life, it's a pain for them. I'm telling you. 90% of the fathers in this country is a regret and pain in their messages. So when you hear them speak, they do everything to talk you down. Talk to me, church. Someone told me, the man of God, we are thankful for what God is doing with you around the world, but it's quite easy for you because you live in Europe. So I said, Europe, because the money's on the floor, Abby. I said, the money's on the floor, right? I said, how many pastors in Europe that can do these things? Our God is good. I bless already. Say destiny. You see, I want you to understand that whatever God gives you on earth, make sure it does not truncate your identity in the spirit. Because what God gives a man is superior than what a man becomes in the flesh. You didn't hear me? John the Baptist was called the greatest prophet by God himself. Yet, he ended his ministry by denying Jesus. What miracle did the man do that caused God to call him the greatest prophet? He says, among all the prophets that ever lived, John is the greatest. What did John the Baptist do? Eating wild locusts and taking honey. Hello? He was the one that... See, do you know what it means for God to say, let me bow down before you to fulfill scripture? God? Do you know the implication of sin? Or God was blinded to see that John will not give up on him. Do you know the effect when somebody lays hands and the person out of order? And to ordain the one that made the universe and say, I open your heavens to fulfill all righteousness. That should tell the wrong that the man had. Yet, he said, go and ask if this man called Jesus is the one we are expecting or yet to come. Or because bitterness entered the heart. Yet, whatever the man was meant to do in the future did not change whatever God said about the man's past. What made him great? No. We are too blinded. We are too blinded. So we look at somebody succeed and then we are fighting them. People want to make it at all costs. You see how Europe is killing Christianity? Yes. You see, many believers don't know that all this revival you see taking place around the globe is to saturate the territory. So demons cannot stay here. You didn't hear me? Because the territory has been contaminated with filth. The prince of Persia has taken power over the atmosphere. Lift your hands above your head. Father, we come as Christians. Lord, we come as sons and daughters. And we prophesy as we join in our faith that any power that has taken charge over the territory, there is a blood that speaks more better things than the blood of Abel. And we prophesy that the prince of Persia will not take charge over this territory. Any power that wants to fight life, let God arise. Let God arise. We prophesy that God, what you have said will come to pass, will come to pass, will come to pass, will come to pass. You said in the book of Micah, chapter 4, the verse number 1, that in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be exalted above every hill, above every mountain, and people shall stream to it. We prophesy, let there be fresh fire over this continent. Let there be fresh fire over this continent. Let there be fresh fire over this continent. We prophesy. Let the gates be open. The Bible says, lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be lifted up, all ye everlasting doors. In Kabahakatusa, in Yabahatakamaleta, let God arise. Let God arise.
Wow.
Somebody say destiny. What am I teaching you? God is good. God never created us to boast of the things he gives us in flesh. No. Your children are not meant for you. Does it make sense? They are yours legally. Oh, hello. But according to kingdom dictates, they are not yours. He gave them to you. So he can do with them what he wants. At a point, Mary wanted to ask Jesus, you are too young to go about like that. Says, why do you persecute me? For I am all about my father's business. You see, if many people don't know they are called as kingdom representatives, the better for them. If you understand destiny, you know that whoever God sends your way, you will swallow pride to keep them. Because the air your destiny breathes is them. Why are you blessed? Say destiny. The Lord told me that if there's any book I should write, God should write about destiny. Destiny. He says, young man, for a very long time, people focus more on the gift people exploit as destiny. He says, no. He says, it's more of whatever they become in spirit that I call destiny. You see, God is multifaceted. And his intelligence requires that everybody would have the power to become what he wants them to be based on their understanding. But the core factor that causes God to predispose upon them what they deserve is that built is uncompromised. The destiny of Abraham was not to have Isaac. Isaac was the test he had to go through, the sacrifice he had to pay in order to enter into his destiny. His destiny was to become the father of all nations. He was rich, he was powerful, but God says, what I wanted for him was to become the possessor of the earth. That was his destiny. Human beings may not have attested to that, but God says, that is what I want you to become. How much is it here? So you may call him successful for what he has. And God says, I call him successful for who he has become. What am I teaching here? What am I teaching here? Huh? The testimony that God has about you personally is what gives you power to walk as believers. You look at people and you wonder if these people know what life is all about. Because life goes through the same system. You are born as a child, you grow, adolescence, maturity, an elder, you say goodbye to us. And the shocking thing is that on the day of your death, everybody loves you. You would attract more flowers than attention. Two of us. Launch an album now, they won't come and support you. When you die, Kai. In the name of wanting to pay their last respect. Is it yours? What is broken destiny? My time is up. But I'll make it short here.
Oh,
I thought I was going to finish today. Maybe I'll finish on Friday. Whenever we talk about broken destiny, we're talking about broken trust. If God says Uncle Thomas is living a broken destiny, means he has broken God's trust. When God begins to work with you, he gives you rules and regulations. Every organization has a rule and a regulation. There are things you can't do. By the grace of God, we got very few personalized guys who work in the system in USA. And some of them, they actually approach them with the name His Excellency. Some of them are senators, some of them are governors, and they join the movement. And they are not permitted to use their name, because once you work in that sector, whatever, you will be monitored. Once you break their trust, every system will not accept you. So God has a bona fide system he lives by, and he tells people that in order for you to have me in your life, do these things. Does it make sense? So if God says this man's destiny is broken, it means he has broken the rules that God gives to live by. Now watch me. Many believers don't know that in this kingdom of our life, there is something we call the sins of destiny. Am I teaching here? Many believers don't know that the flesh you possess can lure you to have mistakes. But deliberately committing things that would affect the trust of God is something God hates. You didn't hear me? Am I teaching here? When God calls a man, he sustains your heart by covenant. You didn't hear me? If God calls Thomas here, he will sustain his legal approach in the spirit by the things God tells him to do. As long as he does whatever keeps him in that rank, he becomes a holy man. Did you hear that? I wish I had time today. Watch me. Whenever we talk about the anointing, the first effect of the oil is not what a man does, it's how he transforms to become who God wants them to be. Do you know there are many gifted men who are anointed in gifts, yet God cannot consecrate them as gatekeepers in the spirit, because the things spirits depend on to judge a man, they are out of that. Spirits have never feared giftings. They can even do better than what you do. The indwelling character that becomes uncompromised scares the enemy off. Apostle Paul calls them fruit of the spirit. So once you give the enemy legal entrance, you've lost power. You can speak, but to command grace over territory, you don't have that testament. So when you call oil or anointing as gift, God calls giftings as character. Is it? You are worthy of my praise. Wave your hands, church. Oh, oh, oh. You are worthy. Do you know something in the Bible? Talk to me, church. Do you know God told Samson that the day you cut off your locks, I'm done with you? Talk to me. He was doing nasty things, of which God was profoundly against that. But the very moment he went further to touch what God told him not to touch, what happened? God departed. You see, the enemy will start gradually with you, so you will lose sight of what God told you not to do. So you may do certain petty things and you will not see the effect. The effect is to gradually enter your heart. So your heart will be sealed with iron. So when God echoes from heaven, he will be far from you. Do you know that after whatever Adam did, he still heard God? You couldn't see God again. Hey, may you never get to a place in life where you can hear and you can't see him. You can't see the glory you have worked hard to see. Look at Moses. God loved him. God still loves him. But God says that rank you carry in the spirit doesn't permit you to enter here because you have not just disobeyed me, you have hit me as God. You can't do that. He says, I prefer you die here. So any believer who can't tell you that these are things I'm not permitted to do has not begun destiny yet. Hear this. But man of God, I'm a Christian. I believe in Christ Jesus. I've confessed him as my Lord and personal Savior. So why can't I have access to the things they have? Hear this. Everybody lives in Belgium. Two of us. But not everybody holds the same position. There are some people, they are called His Royal Majesty. Two of us. When he coughs, media will keep quiet. Oh, two of us. Oh, am I right? There are some people, they have blue jackets. We call them police. Hello? If your faith is this high, when they enter, you'll be low. They may not even talk. Just their presence will scare you. Oh, God is good. Yes. So everybody has a different rank. Yet, under the custody belt, they will tell you everyone has the same right. It's not true. Hello? Because that says in this country, when issues come up, they make laws. The laws are not there. Once an issue comes, they can go and sit and make a law. And they can, in the night, the next day, the law will be established. Article 91, verse 7. And they have a way of hacking the system that you hope it will be there. God is good. When I used to go to Heron Towns years ago, I never saw any police catch a thief. Every time, buying fridges. Every time buying fries, you hear the siren, you be there, they are buying fries. God is good, but you can't do that. Put a siren, can you see what happened to you? And I can be seen. So we are all Christians, yet based on the assignment God has in mind for us, He actually places us in dimensions in the spirit. Yes, He compartmentalizes us. So where he puts you will determine the things you ought to do and not to do. Does it make sense now? Yes. So if at this point of your life, God can't tell you that, my son, you are not permitted to do this. You cannot go here. You see, when there are no consistent speakings of the spirit, you are out of order. Because a man that is giving life to his generation, a man that has devoted himself to be used by God, to ensure that his consecration never arises above the level of pleasures a man that God wants to depend on. Ah! So, you see, there are many believers in the church today, they are missing. They cannot tell when God whispers. They can't tell. They are missing. So they just go with the flow. Anything or anyone they see communicating any dimension of function to follow, missing. You can hear the languages. On Friday, I'll say something here. You see, on Friday, I'll make you know that God weighs people's maturity by how they discern things in the spirit. The ability to be sensitive so they can tell that danger is coming up front means they're mature people. Talk to me, somebody. Who are you blessed? Watch me. Anybody who cannot obey what God tells them to obey, have it in mind that life will be far from you. That life is not the life you work for. Okay, man of God, I was in the world. I didn't know about Christ Jesus. By the grace of God, I've come into the knowledge of the kingdom. Can God trust me and bring me back to where I'm supposed to be? The answer is yes. But hear this, please. I want you to know that when God begins to preach with men, even in their deepest, most aspect of ignorance, he still makes sure that he communicates lies to them. You didn't hear me? There's nobody that will ever stand before the judgment throne that will ever say that they didn't hear God calling them to come back to where they fell from. Apostle Paul told us in the book of Romans that even those who claim there's no God, God will ask them that how did nature exist? Hello? And well, some of them will say that there was the birthing of science. Meanwhile, science actually confirms that Jesus is real. Am I correct, friends? So God would look at the information he sent to you through light that you either chose to listen to or not to listen to. True or false? You think believers don't know there's God out there? They know. When COVID came, people were praying that God will have mercy. True or false? Some people they never prayed before were praying that God should have mercy upon them. Tell you. God is good. Yes. So I want you to understand that, friends. If God communicates light to you, which is information or knowledge, he wants you to know that these are going to be what you're supposed to depend on to live the life he thinks of you. Watch this. God can repair broken trust, but it's highly dependent on how willing you are and what to do to follow his ways. On Friday, I'll teach you on how to restore broken trust. Hallelujah. And then you will live the life God has planned for you. And if I'm able to finish on time, I'll teach you on what I call the mystery of the anointing oil. Let us say amen.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on WhatsApp is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.